Information America's farmers and ranchers need to know. Adams on Agriculture. Now back to Mike Adams.
All right, so we've had a free trade agreement with Colombia since 2012. It has certainly helped with meat exports, pork especially. Hopefully it will with beef. But what about during a pandemic like COVID-19? We'll talk about it now with Don Mason. He is the U.S. Meat Export Federation representative for Colombia. Don, thank you for joining us. Have we seen COVID-19 slow our meat exports sales into Colombia?
Good morning, Mike. Yes, I'm not going to lie. The imports into Colombia of U.S. Meat, both pork and beef, have slowed down considerably. 2018 and 19 were both record years, so we were kind of setting ourselves up for a little bit of a slowdown anyway. But pork had been leading the charge, as you said, since 2012, really, since the free trade agreement, and good growth in beef as well. But at the end of 2019, in the beginning of this year, actually pre-pandemic, we had a run-up in the price of the dollar, which started some of our importers backing off a little bit. And then when COVID hit and the economy shut down, it kind of crushed demand for a while there, and the dollar spiked from, it was about 3,200 a year ago, and it spiked with almost 4,200 pesos to the dollar. And so that's a huge thing to deal with, and definitely put the skids on a little bit there in terms of imports.
But the prospects are still good for that to rebound, though, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. They've had a relatively long shutdown. They kind of shut down in March, and just now some of the restrictions are being lifted, even though COVID is still hitting Colombia fairly hard. So the impact was even worse in some other areas because Colombia's had a large has a large lower income population that's kind of susceptible to economic challenges like that. Had a severe impact on food service, which is not recovered yet. That's kind of typical across the globe. Restaurants, hotel business, that sort of thing, not fully recovered, not even half recovered, let's put it that way. Retail was impacted pretty early on in this, but actually they've made some adjustments and things are looking a little better. There's some great news to report out of Colombia, and that's that the pork imports had dropped to about I think about a third of our normal levels during the height of the shutdown and the pandemic and so on. Now they're back to over two-thirds of last year's record levels, and we could close out the year at 75% or better of total sales of last year, which for me, you know, looking at it from Colombia, is actually a pretty good number. Beef still lower because it's largely focused on food service, but impressively, we've continued, even though overall imports of beef into Colombia have been lower, we're actually increased our market share. We're at an 85% market share right now for U.S. product compared to other countries. So that's great. And the biggest good news sector is actually the processors in Colombia. They're doing well. They've had some challenges because of lockdowns and quarantine measures, you know, labor supply, that sort of thing. But after a short initial struggle, they've been able to operate at full capacity to supply some of that lower-cost protein that people are looking for.
We're talking with Don Mason, the U.S. MEF representative in Colombia. Don, I mentioned earlier the free trade agreement. Several years ago, before we had the free trade agreement with Colombia, I was in Colombia and saw firsthand the need that was there and the opportunity that was there. And then, of course, then we got the free trade agreement. Explain how that agreement has helped open that market to U.S. Meat producers.
Well, the you know, our producers here, of course, are obviously some of the most efficient and best producers in the world, and produce a good, high-quality product at a low price. And so the only thing that was getting in the way of exporting that to Colombia were the tariffs that were involved and so on. And removing those tariffs put us in a position where we are not only competitive, we actually, in some cases, it's almost embarrassingly competitive compared to the domestic supply. Now, keep in mind, Colombia has a great pork industry itself, and they are increasing production every year as well. But here's the kicker. Going back to that time that you might have been in Colombia, I've been kicking around Colombia for 45 years or so, but back in the early 2000s, Colombians were eating about maybe a pound and a half of pork per, or excuse me, a kilo and a half, so about 3 pounds of pork per person per year. And now we're up into the over 10 kilos, so say 20 to 25 pound range per person per year. That's all happened in the last 20 years, but more importantly, it's all happened since 2012 when we got that free trade agreement.
So I would think then that that's a win-win. It increased demand for both domestic producers as well as producers in this country selling into that market.
Absolutely. They were producing at that time, you know, back in 2005, 6, 7 in there. Colombians were producing almost 98% of what they were eating because they were eating so, you know, such a small quantity. And their market share was 98%. They've increased production every year since then. And now they're down to about, they're supplying about 75% of their pork needs. So that leaves, you know, that leaves obviously 25% for us. We're competing with a few other folks, but not really seriously. We're the top dog in that market, and so we've grabbed a 25% market share of an expanding pie. So their producers are reaping the benefit as well.
I was going to ask about the potential growth in that market. It would seem then, as consumption is up, especially for pork, I would think the more they get the taste of it and it's accessible to them, the more they'll want it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Once we get into a market you know, USMEF has done a lot of work to get into new markets and into kind of the intermediate tier of importers. The big importers we've been working with for quite some time. Now we're trying to get into that intermediate tier of importers and get that U.S. quality, U.S. pork and beef out into the market. And once people get a taste of it, like you say, man, you know, we've got them.
Okay, what's the next step? I mean, obviously we're still dealing with the pandemic, but moving forward, what's the next step in increasing our sales into Colombia?
The next step, part of that is reaching down into more, you know, extending our reach. Certainly right now for the immediate term, we've got to set people up. Sure, we've got to deal with the effects of the pandemic, and we're doing that in a variety of ways. We've been helping importers redirect people that were dependent on the food service sector. We've been helping them redirect supply into retail. A lot of that time that means improving their online capabilities, their websites, their virtual stores, if you will. We've helped build out websites and online stores for companies that didn't even have that capability before the pandemic. So that's helping them in the short term solve the pandemic issue, but in the long term, that sets them up very well to increase the sale of high-quality meat through their online capabilities. Delivery services the same way. Colombia has kind of been lagging behind some of the other countries in the world in terms of delivery services, you know, especially for the younger crowd out there. They love to have stuff, take their smartphone, order something up and have it delivered to their door. Colombians weren't set up necessarily to do that. We've been assisting multiple companies to build out their home delivery services and help get that done. That's going to be important going forward for these folks to take advantage of technology to move more product. So we've been finding, USMEF has been finding modern ways to do kind of standard projects. We did a project launch here recently for some new beef cuts that they were going to, a company was going to import into Colombia. And normally we'd do that in person, but we managed to do it online for 175 key clients and pulled it off quite successfully. So I think going forward, your question is going forward, and I'm going to say that we've got to tap into any sort of technological avenues and media that we can in order to help them move that product.
And Don, real quick, I remember when I was there, I saw some of the improvements that were being made in the country and in society there. And certainly they've had a lot of challenges, I'm sure still do. But are we seeing improvements for the people there and their way of life and their their ability to purchase these products and improve their diets and improve their living standards?
Yeah, actually, pre-pandemic, you know, I've kicked around Colombia for a lot of years, and so I know, you know, I have a good reference point, and things have been getting better all the time. They do have more buying capacity. Their middle class is growing. Used to be that you had a lower class and an upper class and very little in the middle in Colombia, and that middle class is growing. One of the interesting things is that there's a huge home barbecue movement in Colombia now, spurred by the growth of that middle class, and we've tapped into that with one of the leading retailers in the country, and they're doing a promotion to for people who have U.S. Meat, both beef and St. Louis ribs, delivered to their house. They get points in order to buy a brand new fancy grill at a really, really fantastic price. And wow. So we're trying to tap into some of that change.
That's interesting.
That economic change.
Very interesting. The different ways that you're working there on the ground in Colombia, increasing our meat sales there. Very interesting. Don, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Nope. Thank you, Mike.
Take care. Don Mason, U.S. Meat Export Federation representative for Colombia. All right, up next, a harvest update out of Iowa. Stay with us. You're listening to AOA.